My dear, you have a wonderful set of teeth and a love for the phonograph. I say we get married. Welcome to the Council of Trent. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. But today, I want to talk about personal ads from the 19th and early 20th century. I think they're really cute. They're very interesting. And they help to reflect how, even as things change, they still remain the same. So it's Friday, Free For All Friday. We talk about whatever I want to talk about. And Mondays and Wednesdays is all apologetics, theology, all of that good stuff. So let's hop into our subject today, personal ads. As I said, it reminds me of what's going on today. I'd like to think about this because when it comes to dating, I love being married to Laura. I love the fact that I have been blessed with a beautiful family, beautiful children. When I see other people who are striking out in the dating world today, I feel like many other elder millennials that I got on the last lifeboat off the Titanic, the last helicopter out of Saigon. Oh goodness, I'm glad that I am not in the midst of that. I feel blessed and I feel bad for everyone nowadays because I've looked at statistics showing where people have met. And 100 years ago, you primarily met people through family and then through friends. And that was really the way, through friends and through coworkers. And then things really start to change in the 2000s and especially the 2010s, people being meeting online. There's a tiny bit of online meeting people in the 90s, but not really that much. But 2010 onward, that's the majority. Now I think 60% of people meet their significant other or meet their spouse online. And so I am glad that I'm not a part of that. Now, I did use social media to reconnect with Laura. I met Laura in person through friends of a friend. So I would say Laura and I met through friends, but then she went back to New Mexico where she was living. Or she might have been in Oklahoma. No, she was in New Mexico, but then she was also going to Oklahoma to do pro-life work. She went back to New Mexico, and I was living in Arizona, and I wanted to reconnect with her. We lived in different states, so we met in person, so I messaged her on Facebook, and things proceeded from there. But we did not just meet on social media. It's not like she was just some profile that I saw, and I was like, I'd want to marry you. Although if I saw her, I would have just said that anyways. In that exact same tone of voice, by the way, in that exact same tone of voice. So it is hard seeing that everyone's kind of relying on these social ads, Tinder, and I do think it's very, very hard. I find that friends of friends, friends of family, I think are just some of the best bets for already kind of clearing and knowing if this person is right for you. That's one of my biggest recommendations to help meet people. First, expand your own social circle, expand it, friends and family, and then other people that are romantic prospects can kind of filter in that way. So, and that's how it was traditionally throughout human history. When you look in the 19th century, prior to the big migration to the cities during the Industrial Revolution, you probably ended up marrying somebody within your local community. They were a friend of a friend, cousin of a cousin, probably, hopefully second cousin or further off than that. But then when people went to the city for work and things like that, they lost those familial connections and they turned to other means to be able to meet people and to make their needs known. And one of the ways they did that was through personal advertisements or advertisements, as our friends across the pond would say. We say commercials, they say adverts. I think people, by the way, in other countries have better slang than we do. Like in Australia, it makes sense. Instead of a parking garage, it's a car park. Instead of a sidewalk, it's a footpath. That makes sense, right? It's the footpath that you go on. In any case. So these advertisements, 19th century, of people seeking love, seeking matrimony, seeing that from other people. So I'm going to read a few of them from you here. These are the ones that are primarily ordered towards matrimony. The ones that weren't, though, that just were about misconnections. They used to have that on newspapers and Craigslist would have that, right? Like the misconnection section. Like, I saw you here. And now people use social media for that. But people have long had that problem. I saw a beautiful girl across the street and I missed her. How will I ever find her? And then you go to the newspaper. Hey, beautiful girl that was on the corner of Winsby and Monroe at 3 o'clock. Would love to see you again, babe. And so there's actually the Cincinnati Inquirer was a newspaper that was running some of these more personal ads. Let's see. The acquaintance desired of gent with sandy beard who noticed lady in Vine Street car as it passed down Walnut Street Thursday at 8:30. Address ZETTA Inquirer office. Whoa, saucy indeed. You with the sandy beard, I noticed you noticing me, and I would like to notice you a little bit more, perhaps. And there's wonderful cartoons here of guys walking down the street strutting with their top hat and their canes, all excited about all of this. Let's see here. The two gentlemen from Carriage Works who were at Hunts Grove last Sunday may meet same young ladies at Highland House Sunday afternoon. Great. This is just, there's another word here. I'll just say it. Superfink. I don't know what that means. And if it is actually something really obscene and dirty, I apologize. I didn't say it because I was worried it was something obscene. I'm not even going to look it up. If it is something obscene and you are offended by that, email me, because I would love to meet somebody who is 150 years old for someone who knows like what that's related to. So it was really big at the time that the Cincinnati Inquirer was putting these out. Not a lot of other newspapers were. And there were people who were opposed to that. Archbishop William Henry Elder said the Inquirer was, quote, unfit to be read by any human being, much less a Christian. Every day it is filled with reading matter that is filthy, nasty, obscene, and abominable. And there are those who called these personal ads terrible evils. Although when you see how Tinder and Bumble is today, maybe they were onto something. So the others I want to share with you are the personal ads that are seeking matrimony. They're the people saying, the lady would say, I am not out for some casual fling. I am looking for matrimony. And they're very clear in the ads. They want matrimony. And a lot of these come from women, especially women who feel like, hey, I wasn't able to meet a man. I've run out of my options here. Some of them are widows. So it's interesting, they're very blunt. They put in the newspaper what they want. So there's a lot of those. The first one here is from a bachelor, though. So I'm going to read through these. And I just love the older diction, vocabulary, and formality of it. So here we go with a few of these. Personal. An old bachelor returning from the mines finds his old sweetheart married and old acquaintances scattered. Desires lady acquaintance, object marriage. Address C68. Oh, that's so sad. Old bachelor returns from the mines and the girl he loved, he was just trying to make his living in the mines, and his old sweetheart was married and his friends are gone. He desires lady acquaintance, object marriage. I hope he found somebody. I hope he found someone. This one's from a widow, matrimony. It's listed under matrimony. Widow, 44, southerner, stranger, owns home, West End, would like the hearthstone of her heart swept. Oh, everyone back then was a poet. I love it. And the cobwebs brushed away. Matrimony. See, that's just beautiful. People, poetry, my friends, especially for the younger men out there. You can go overboard with it. You can go overboard with it. But that's just great. People had, they had romantic hearts. And now I just worry because of pornography and hookup culture. It's just, it's so sad. It reminds me, there's that movie with Zac Efron, 17 Again. So it has Matthew Perry, rest his soul, very tragic there. Matthew Perry, who is Chandler on Friends. In 17 Again, he's this divorced dad. Life isn't going well, gets the chance to go back to being 17 again. So he goes back to his Zac Efron youthfulness. And he ends up at the same high school with his own daughter, and everyone's all into hookups and terrible things. And he, as a middle-aged man in a high school boy's body, is trying to tell them, no, don't do that. And he gives this impassioned speech about, you know, holding your daughter when she's born and how you'd love her more than anything else. The women are like, I just wish someone loved me like that. And it's just so, it's just sad. You know, let's bring back a romantic feeling that's not cheap romance. That's really tender-hearted, but I love that. Southern stranger would like the hearthstone of her heart swept and the cobwebs brushed away, seeking matrimony. And then there were other people here who were advertising that I think they ran like dating services, like matchmaking services. It's like a casting call. We seek husband for maiden, lady, age 23, worth $8,500. Bachelor girl, age 31, worth $28,000. Widow, age 42, no children, worth $90,000. Many others available, mutual book exchange. Because for men at this time, there was the concern about, you know, taking on another person and caring for them. For a woman having some finances attached to her, that was important. That goes back to the long history of dowries and gifts and other things like that, which were not buying. You were not buying somebody with that. It was offsetting, you know, the person can't labor for their own parents or cause a financial burden for the incoming family, all of that. So let's see here. This is for, I believe, yeah, this is for a woman. Am 30 years old, wealthy, lost mother for whom I sacrificed youth, dread a lonely future, seek husband and true companion, orphan. Oh, so here's this woman who was taking care of her mom, and now her mom's dead. She has nobody else. She has money, but apparently back then she'd be considered an old spinster at 30, right? You know, considered that way. But a lot of these are actually somewhat older who are still seeking people out. They're not just resigning their fate, but dread a lonely future. So she didn't get married because she was too busy taking care of her mother. And now that she's gone, you know, this is what she's seeking for. Here's one from a guy. This is interesting to show you what guy. You know what's funny when it comes to the average age of men getting married? So women have been pushed ahead a lot. Women used to get married young, like 22, 21, 19, to be their early 20s, maybe late teens. Now, marriage is like 13, 14 years old. You're like, oh, it was all calm back then. No, that was still very controversial, even back then. So don't let anyone tell you otherwise, like, oh, that was just fine or anything. That was definitely controversial. But early 20s would have been quite common. But now women have been pushed extraordinarily late, like into their late 20s, early 30s, which is very, very odd. Men, however, have traditionally had to wait till they're much older to get married. The median age, I think, for men traditionally was around 27, 28 years old. When it reached its lowest point was right after World War II. So right after World War II, you had 20, 21, 22 is it dropping down. Because you have young men that come back from war and they have a generous GI Bill, so they have a lot of things taken care of for them. Their college is paid for. Because the reason that men have to delay marriage is because they need to become financially secure to support a family. And it just takes a long time for a guy to get out of childhood, even the teen years, and to reach not just that he works a job, but he works enough that he can support a family. He's learned a trade enough. He's built his place enough. I didn't get married until I was 28 years old. You know, it just takes time for you as a man to figure out, where do I fit in so I'm not just getting by? Because it's one thing for a guy to go out and provide for himself. That's not that hard. But to provide for a whole family takes a lot more work. So here's a guy who seems to be in that position. He says, I am 27, employed by the government, have small but reasonable salary, will make some poor working girl from 18 to 25, a good husband and a happy home. Must be Protestant, no dancers, flirts, or streetwalkers, need answer, object, matrimony. Oh, look at this guy. He's crazy. I want you to be Christian. Not one of the papists, I suppose. Be Christian. No dancers, no flirts, no streetwalkers. Even back then, I'm sure they were worried about, there were guys who were players who would abandon women. Abortion was becoming more popular during this period because women would go to the city and for the first time ever meet a man and think he loves her, be duped, and he abandons her into the anonymity of the city, and abortionists started to flourish now in the anonymity of these hookups that were happening in the big cities. And so you watch out for those guys, but even the women, he's saying, no dancers, flirts, no prostitutes, please. I have a small working salary. I can make a poor working girl, age 18 to 25, no old maids, please, from his perspective. Very, very happy. Here's one from a woman who is older, doesn't appear to be a widow, just it took her a while, I guess. Brunette, lady, 38. Desires hear from good-natured gentleman owning automobile. Object matrimony. Maybe she's 38 because, like, yeah, I want one of the guys that's got a car. I know it was just invented, but one of them's going to get a car, and I want to ride around in one of them cars, all right? Let's see here. This is a longer match. I won't read the whole thing here, but this guy is very, like, a business gentleman, true American, industrious and of ambition. Age 47, like he's certainly ambitious, poured himself into his career. So he says here, he's 47, 5'9", weight 150 pounds. That's because they didn't have a lot of, processed food and all the horrible things we have nowadays. Seeking a woman who believes in God. Oh, he's Christian, good health, clean habits, lover of home, good character. And he is looking for a woman of refinement, a Christian, age 33 to 43. Okay, hey, not too bad. He's not like trying to get he's not trying to rob the cradle, go for one of those girls in her 20s, early 20s, something like that. He could have made it one of the other women on the list here, age 33 to 43, weight 125 to 145 pounds. You probably don't see that in personal ads too much anymore. Although I guess if you put it there, that's not 5'4" to 5'7", weight 125 to 145. I'd actually say that's pretty generous, especially for standards 100 years ago of what would be, for beauty standards. He's not, I think he's being very generous of saying, like, here's what he wants. He just wants, like, the average girl, basically, with a woman aged 33 to 43. He wants a woman who knows about the essentials of homemaking enough for two. To whom it's had experience in business routines, stenographer, typist. I guess he also wants someone to help out a little bit with his business, but that's how it goes. But a business gentleman and true American. Here's another one. Matrimony, spinster, middle-aged, ladylike, and very affectionate. With ample private income, feeling lonely, wishes to correspond with high-principled Christian gentlemen, bachelor or widower, of a quiet and sympathetic nature. Miss Henley, Grosvenor Street, London. Oh, so that would be an ad from England at that time. And finally, I got two more here, one from a guy, one from a girl. I love this one from the guy telling women, like, when you're a guy, like, what are you going to boast about to show the ladies you've got the right thing, right? Because guys, they'll put out, what, pictures of them with their shirts off or maybe with, like, a nice car. But this guy knows how to get that 19th century girl. He writes, "My buckwheat looks first rate. And the oats and potatoes are bully. I have got 9 sheep, a 2-year-old bull, and 2 heifers, besides a house and barn. I want to get married. I want to buy bread and butter, hoop skirts, and waterfalls for some person of the female persuasion during life." Good, just said woman, but that's still artistic. "That's what's the matter with me, but I don't know how to do it." Who could say no to, if you're listening to this and this guy is still around, I hope you ladies are going to give him a chance. He has buckwheat. His potatoes are bully. He will buy you a hoop skirt. He will buy you a hoop skirt and make you happy. Reading this, but there's still so many people that feel, and people listening to this episode may feel that way. "That's what's the matter with me, but I don't know how to do it." Oh, that moves my heart, especially people who are listening. Maybe you know someone, or maybe you feel that way. You feel the desire for the vocation of marriage, but life hasn't fallen in that way. And it's just all of us, I think, we can have something in life where we feel a desire from God for it, but life didn't go in that way. Maybe you'll struggle with infertility, for example, or a certain career path or plan that you had or relationship that you wanted, and it just didn't fall in that way. So I'll certainly say a prayer. I'll say a prayer right after I record this. Everyone listening who maybe they're just struggling with God, life didn't go the way I thought it would. That, you know, you can cling, be close to God to see. Maybe it's going a way you didn't think, but it's a way that God wants, and he'll give you strength for that journey. I will certainly pray for that. And finally, the last one, to end on a funny note, this lady, this had a picture. I wish I could show you the picture, but she's wearing, like, this Victorian dress, got her hair done up high, and she is just looking at the camera with, like, a stern look, because I guess because pictures back then took a long time, so you didn't really smile to develop the film. You had to pose for a long time. And so she's just looking right at the camera, letting the guys know, "Hey, if you want me," she writes, "only daughter of a wealthy coffee planter, will marry English nobleman or distinguished American if he is handsome and reasonably young. No French, Italian, Spaniards, or Hebrews need apply. Has a warm heart, small feet, beautiful teeth, can dance all night." And really, I would actually say, I would say that I'm the lucky one here. That basically describes Laura. That is my wife. Laura has a warm heart, small feet, beautiful teeth, and she can dance all night if the night ends at 9:45 p.m. All righty. Well, those are 19th century personal ads. If you are married, thank the Lord for the beautiful relationship you've been blessed with. If you are not married and you're seeking it out, be close to God, and he will guide you in the paths where he wants you to go in regarding your vocation. But thank you all so much for listening. I hope you have a very blessed weekend.